न च श्रेयो अनुपश्यामि हत्वा स्वजनमा भवेत् हत्वा स्वजनमाहवे न कांक्षे विजयं कृष्ण न कांक्षे विजयं कृष्ण न च राज्यं सुखानि च न च राज्यं सुखानि च न च श्रेयो अनुपश्यामि हत्वा स्वजनमाहवे न कांक्षे विजयं कृष्ण न च राज्यं सुखानि च न च श्रेयो अनुपश्यामि हत्वा स्वजनमाहवे Anybody else? From the ladies? Na cha shreyo nu pashyami hatva swajana mahave na kankshe vijayam krishna na cha rajyam sukhani cha. Word to word meaning, na, nor, cha, also, shreyah, good, anupashyami, do I foresee, hatva, by killing, swajanam, own kinsmen, ahave, in the fight, na, nor, kankshe, do I desire vijayam, victory, Krishna, O Krishna, na, nor, cha, also, rajyam, kingdom, sukhani, happiness thereof, cha, also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. I do not see how any good can come from killing my own kinsmen in this battle. Nor can I, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom or happiness. Purport. Without knowing that one's self-interest is in Vishnu, or Krishna, conditioned souls are attracted by bodily relationships, hoping to be happy in such situations. In such a blind conception of life, they forget even the cause of material happiness. Arjuna appears to have even forgotten the moral codes for a Kshatriya. It is said that two kinds of men, namely Kshatriya, who dies directly in front of the battlefield under Krishna's personal orders, and the person in the renounced order of life who is absolutely devoted to the spiritual culture, are eligible to enter into the sun globe, which is so powerful and dazzling. Arjuna is reluctant even to kill his enemies, let alone his relatives. He thinks that by killing his kinsmen, there would be no happiness in his life. And therefore, he is not willing to fight, just as a person who does not feel hunger is not inclined to cook. He has now decided to go into the forest and live a secluded life in frustration. But as a Kshatriya, he requires a kingdom for his subsistence, because the Kshatriyas cannot engage themselves in other occupation. But Arjuna has no kingdom. Arjuna's sole opportunity for gaining a kingdom inherited from his father, which he does not like. Arjuna's sole opportunity for gaining a kingdom lies in fighting with his cousins and brothers and reclaiming the kingdom inherited from his father, which he does not like to do. Therefore, he considers himself fit to go to the forest to live a secluded life of frustration. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Rupasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 So, we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1, entitled Observing the Armies. And it's also known as Arjuna Vishada Yoga, the delusion of Arjuna. So, we are, the context, we are reading this verse 31. And in the first chapter, as the chapter is entitled Observing the Armies, so we see that both the armies, the Kaurava army and the army of the Pandavas, both have been, both have assembled in this greatest land of which place? Kurukshetra. It is also known as Dharma Kshetra. You know? Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre, Samaveta Yotsava. So both these armies have assembled. On one side there are the Kaurava army and the other side the Pandavas. And the fight is about to begin. The big Mahabharata war. And just before, and now the both the sides, the leaders, they are blowing their conch shell. Sab logon ne apne apna shankhnaad ke. Just to inspire and you know, जैसे बोलते हैं, the घोषणा करना, अभी लड़ाई चालू होने वाला है. So people from both sides, they have blown their conch shell, and the war is just about to begin. At that point of time, suddenly Arjuna, he addresses Krishna and tells him that why don't you please take my chariot to the middle of both the armies. I want to See, who are the people who have assembled over here? That, who are the people who have assembled here to support, in the support of this evil-minded Duryodhan, son of Dhritarashtra? And who are the people against whom I have to fight and in this great battle? And then Arjuna actually sees, he sees his various relatives over there. He sees his Pitran, he sees his Pitamaha, he sees his Acharyan. Pitran yane, his fathers like Bhurishrava, his Pitamaha or great grandfathers like Bhishma and Somadatta. Then he sees his Acharyan. Acharyan means teachers. Who was this teacher? Dronacharya and Kripacharya, like that. And then Matulan. Matulan means maternal uncles, like Salya and Shakuni. And then Bhratrin, or brothers like Duryodhan, Vikrama and Vikarna, and almost like all the 100 brothers of the Kauravas and many of the cousins. And then Putran. Even there were the sons like Lakshmana, Kumara and others. And Pautran, even grandsons were there, sons of Lakshmana. And Sakhims, like friends, like Ashwatthama. And Swashuran, or fathers-in-law, like Drupada. And Suhurdas, or well-wishers, like Kritavarma and others. So all these relatives he is seeing on the opposite side. And after seeing them, Arjuna is actually overwhelmed. He is overwhelmed by compassion. Oh my God, all my relatives are over here. And now to win this war, and this is going to be a, not like, it's not a match. Like cricket final match ho raha hai, India-Pakistan. So it's not, okay, if it is a game, then there will be somebody who wins and somebody who loses. And then there is always opportunity of another match, another series or anything. But this is not the case over here. Here now it is a fight till death. So whoever wins, he is going to be alive. And because the Kshatriyas, it's not that, okay, they will accept defeat and just, okay, we will meet sometime again later on. But for Kshatriyas, it is that they have to either win or they have to die. So it's fight until death. And just by seeing all this, Arjuna's compassion for his very relatives, that has been arisen. And that was the intention of Krishna also. He wanted to put Arjuna in this illusion. And through him, then the message of Bhagavad Gita can be revealed to, for the benefit of the entire humanity and for eternity. So, he has made Arjuna feel that the duty to fight was against religious principles through a distortion of the philosophy of non-violence. So, Arjuna is now, like in the previous class, I don't know how many of you attended, in that class, the first reason, then Arjuna actually starts giving various reasons why he does not want to fight in this battle, in this war. And in the first reason, in the slokas 28 to 30, he gives, that is, the compassion for his various friends and relatives. And now in today's section, Arjuna is actually presenting the second reason for his dissolution and his decision not to fight. And that is that I am not going to get any enjoyment even if I am victorious. He is saying, Nacha Shreyonu Pashyami Hatva Svajana Mahave. So, Shreya. So, here Arjuna is speaking about Shreya. Shreya means good. But not only good, it's ultimate good. So, Prabhupada explains in the purport that there is something called Shreyas and there is another thing called Prayas. So, Prayas means short-term goal or short-term good. And Shreyas means long-term good or long-term benefit. So, normally we may see that, say, a student in the college, he says, oh, there is a friends and all have got together and they want to have a party or go for a movie. or there is some cricket match, they want to go and watch for the match. On the other hand, there is also submissions to be made for the college. So, what does he choose? If he wants immediate entertainment, immediate feeling good and happiness, he may decide, let me go along with my friends for the party. Or he may decide, or maybe for a child also. Child always likes to play. Day in and day out. Din bhar khelne ke liye bolo, unko maza aana. But the father knows, if he is going to play a full day, then he has to study also for his future. Sometimes, unless and until, of course, his father wants that he becomes a sportsperson. Then also, even then he has to go for a formal training. So from childhood itself, then he has to go for training. So on the other hand, if the student, college student, if he thinks, oh no, I have to study, I have to prepare my submission, I have to prepare for my exam, so that I can, if I do well, then my future is bright. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki Jai Shri Gopal ji ki Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki Jai. So, on the other hand, the child may think that, okay, let me play, or if he is busy with watching television or playing on the mobile phone, nowadays it is so, access is so high, then what happens? Then the child's future is lost. On the other hand, Shreyas means one who looks or focuses on his future career. So the father tells, no, better sit down and study and finish your homework. Then only you can go and play. So here Arjuna is saying, Nacha Shreyo Nu Pashyami. Pashyami means seeing. Anupashyami. I am able to foresee. So, nacha shreyo. Shreya means good. So, for the future, I am not able to see any good in this entire war. Why? Because if I am going to fight this war from the long term point of view, I am not going to gain anything. So, it's not that I am just thinking about winning this kingdom. And thinking about just about this war, but what will happen after this war? The result of this war will be total devastation. The entire, both the families of both the armies will be devastated. So many people will get killed, and then after winning, and all my relatives are there. So even if at the end of the war I am going to have a big kingdom with me, but I won't have any friends and relatives to enjoy with them. So even in By killing Hatva Swajana Mahave, Hatva, by killing my Swajana, Swajana means my relatives and friends. So after killing all of them, how am I going to enjoy whatever prize I am going to get if I get this entire kingdom? And then there are no relatives. Normally we see, many people, means even in our material world, we see that if people want to earn money, but people work so hard, day in and day out, they travel from such a long places, and in the end, they may, and just to ensure that they are able to perform well, they may not even have enough time to have nice breakfast. Jaldi jaldi mein, choda sandwich kha liya, chai pi liya, nikal gaye train mein. And office also, long hours, they are working. They are ensuring, okay, I have to be the best performer so that I can get good increment. And after getting, earning all that money, the father or the husband comes home and then he shares this monthly earning with his family, for the benefit of the family. The son comes and says, oh, Papa, I want to go for this tour. Or he has so many, I want to join this club or this or that, so many. So he's spending all that hard-earned money for whom? For the benefit of his family members. So unless and until there is a family relationship and you have some to share with you, you buy a nice house or you have decorated your house nicely. Why? You are staying with your family, at the same time you want that your relatives should come. They should come and see, they should also feel. Then you feel good about it. You are able to share with your family and relatives and friends, like that. So, if you earn, if you get all the money or all the riches, but if you don't have any family members to share with, or you don't have any friends, then you will not feel that there is any purpose in life. अकेले आदमी खुद कितना क्या कुछ खा सकता है या क्या क्या आनंद ले सकता है? Unless and until you have a family with you. So, family and relatives are very important for actual happiness. And also, we can see that here, actually Arjuna's this reason which he is giving is actually based, is the cause is that he has placed his affection in the wrong place. Means, therefore he is feeling, lamenting, and he is seeing bad omens. Oh, ultimately this entire war is going to lead to destruction only. You know? Even when Lord Dasharath, so when people are very subtle, when you have very fine intelligence, then you can actually understand that how things are going to come in the future. Means many times people see, oh, ill omen is there. Shagun theek nahi hai, then future mein kuch toh gadbad ho sakta. Like when Dasharath Maharaj was also bringing Ram and Lakshman after getting them married, he saw ill omens in the side. And then eventually they met with Lord Parashuram. Parashuram ji had come and said that now who has broken that bow which was given by Lord Shiva? And then they had to have a duel between Ram and Parashuram. So, similarly, here Arjuna, he is seeing that the omens of this entire war, of course, no, many a times war cannot give solutions, but like in today's time, and here Arjuna is addressing Krishna as Keshava. So Keshav, we can see entire Bhagavad Gita, both Krishna is addressing Arjuna by different names and Arjuna is addressing Krishna, the same person, by different names. And each name has a significance. So Keshava means one who has very good, beautiful kesh, of course. Our brahmacharis we don't have. But then beautiful hair. So that's why Krishna, if you see, just some time back we had a beautiful darshan of Gopinathji with beautiful hair. Also, Keshav means one who has killed the Keshi demon. And a third meaning for Keshav means Ka indicates Brahma and Isha means Shiva. So one who has created Brahma and Shiva from his own body. So here Arjuna is saying Na Kankshe Vijayam Krishna. So, he is questioning, what will be the pleasure, even if I win this war, but if I kill my grandfather, my teacher, my uncles, my sons and my grandsons, hatva svajana mahave, what is the benefit I am going to get? So, in this entire Mahabharata war also, Arjuna had very, very loving relationship with the Kauravas. Although few of the Kauravas were very envious of the Pandavas. Like, on the opposite side, he was seeing Bhishma Dev. And in the Mahabharata war, the first 9 days, Bhishma Dev was dominating the war. And the Pandavas were finding it very difficult to maintain themselves. So, and then Yudhishthira Maharaj remembered that Bhishma had told, if the need arises, then you can come and ask me how I can be killed. You know? And then I will tell you. So then Yudhishthira Maharaj and along with Arjuna, they had gone and met with Bhishma Dev and asked him that, dearest Pitama, grandfather, please let us know how we can kill you. And then Bhishma Dev had mentioned that how just by bringing Shakuni, by becoming Shikhandi in the war, because he is a transgender, so he will not shoot arrows when Shikhandi is in front of him. He had taken that vow. And so by that, So when the Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas came to know this, in a way they were happy. Okay, they got some solution for the winning the war. But at the same time, they were unhappy. Arjuna was remembering that how Bhishma Dev was their most beloved grandfather. Because in their very childhood, rather at the time of before their birth also, they had become orphans. And at that time, Bhishma Dev, he used to take care of them. And Arjuna, when they were small child, they were used to play and then come running and sit in the lap of Bhishma Dev, and with all the dust and all, it would soil his clothes. At the same time, sometimes Arjuna would play with his beard, you know, Bhishma Dev, like we would have seen in Mahabharata serial. So he would play with the beard and call him father, father. So he would say, no, I am not your father. I am your father's father. Like that. So Arjuna was remembering all these very loving exchanges with, you know, usually at home also we see the relationship with the grandfather is much more loving than with the parents. You know? Because grandfather, grandmother, they have much more deeper love for their grandchildren. So Arjuna was remembering. So Krishna actually told him that, okay, having good sentiment is good. But at the same time, it should not sway one from his path of duty. You know? Because as a Kshatriya, it was his responsibility to not become sentimental. He has to ensure, as a Kshatriya, it was his duty to ensure that the rule of dharma prevails in the country, in the Rajya. So, as a Kshatriya, it was his duty to ensure righteousness prevails and dharma prevails. So here he is thinking, if all my relatives get killed and I will gain this entire kingdom, but then I can't see that this victory is going to give me happiness. Because ultimately everybody in this world, everybody wants to be happy. Nobody wants to be sad, you know, after putting in so much of effort. Suppose, if say now we were discussing about cricket. If there is a cricket World Cup, and after the match is there, but if after the match, the entire world is going to get destroyed, and you win the cricket cup, World Cup, but then how you will be happy? There will be nobody to share your happiness with. So, even by winning the kingdom, but if there are no relatives and friends, then there is no question of happiness. That's what Arjuna is feeling. So he's saying, na cha na kankshe vijayam. I cannot see this vijaya or this victory going to give me any happiness. And so, he's saying, so actually earlier to this, we were discussing how Arjuna was actually, after looking at all his opponents, he was fearful and he was trembling, his Gandiva bow was slipping and he was perspiring. So all the symptoms of fear and nervousness was there. And so, Arjuna, so this fear basically is there, bhayam dvitiya vivineshet chad. So this fear, bhayam, that causes one to lose his equilibrium or become deluded. And it takes place in a person who are too affected by material conditions, like Arjuna was. He was thinking only about his material relatives and his swajana. And he could understand that by this war only there is going to be destruction. So the words nimittani and viparitani here are very significant. Where a man sees only frustration in his expectation, he thinks, why am I over here? Many times when suddenly in life there are too many challenges, there are too many negativities, then one feels, are yaar, main kyun zinda? Agar bahut challenges aa gaya. So, why am I here? Everyone is interested in his own welfare. And no one sees the supreme welfare. So, one's real self-interest lies in Vishnu. in Lord Krishna. And the conditioned soul, by forgetting this, he suffers material pains. So, and in the next verse, like in this, from verse 31 to 35 we are discussing. So, he says, further he goes to say that, Kimno Rajyena Govinda, Kim Bhoger Jivitena Va, Yesham Arthe Kankshitamno, Rajyam Bhogam Sukhanicha. Ta ime Avishita Yudhe Pranam Sektva Dhananicha, Acharya Pitara Putra Sathai Vecha Pitamaha. So like that he goes on to say that all these, O Govinda, this kingdom is of no avail or happiness. And O Madhusudana, when my teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, father-in-law, grandsons, everybody is killed, then what will this property is going to give me any benefit? So, actually if we see, Arjuna is totally bewildered that, and he feels that by winning this war, I am not going to get any ultimate benefit. Kim bhogair? What am I going to enjoy? You know, many a times we try to get earn some, a living or get various positions so that I can enjoy the benefit. But if my loved ones are not there, how am I going to get benefit? And yesham arthe kamshintam no. Yesham arthe. So for enjoying, I need these relatives with me. And Rajyam Bhoga Sukhanicha. With whom we wanted to enjoy, they are going to get perished in this war. So actually for a Kshatriya, if he dies in the battle, he goes to, like it is explained by in the purport, he can enter the sun globe. Or if he wins, then he gets possession of such great kingdom. But Arjuna is saying, don't want all this. You know, he's so disturbed. He's saying, I am ready to not fight. Although I am sure my opponents are, they may, seeing me not pick up the arms, they may kill me. Or he's thinking, it's better if I can go to the forest and I will live by begging alms. You know, so such a deep impression or such deep illusion Arjuna has come across. And he's saying, pranam staktva dhananicha. So, these people over here, they are ready to give up their lives for getting this wealth, but I feel it's better not to fight this war at all. I am ready to go to the forest for this. So all these various lists of relatives, it has come earlier also. But that was Sanjay who was speaking this. Sanjay who was telling Dhritarashtra. And now Arjuna is actually repeating those same names. And he's saying that just like he's saying all these my relatives and friends, my kinsmen, if they are all not there, then there is no point in me getting this such a big kingdom. So actually Arjuna is thinking in terms of his own enjoyment. And he says further that I don't actually have a desire to kill them. Etan na hantum ichhami. I don't have any desire. Actually, if you remember, the Pandavas had to go through so much of pain in their entire life. There were so many attacks by the Kauravas in various, at different times of their life. From the childhood, once Bhim was poisoned, given poisoned cake or and then they were subject to fire in Lakshagra, and then so many atrocities had happened. And they were implicated in to come and play in a gambling, and then they had for actually they were cheated and they were made to lose, and like that so many atrocities. So in actually before the war began, Pandavas were dead. They were fully prepared that, okay, we are ready to going to go all out and win the kingdom from the Kauravas. But now, when he saw all these relatives, he has become delusioned. You know? So, actually, Arjuna also, as a true Kshatriya, he actually had the power. He had previously, he had defeated the entire Kaurava army single-handedly, if you remember. So, he had the capacity, but now, because of his this special position in which Lord Krishna has put him, and he has put him in this delusion, so now he is behaving in such a way. And he is saying that, "Oh Krishna, oh Janardana, I am not ready to fight this war. I am willing to go to the forest." And as mentioned earlier, Arjuna is addressing Krishna as Janardana. Janardana means Jana Ardana. There are two meanings. Jana means the common people, and Ardana means one who protects. So Janardana means one who protects his devotees. And also Jana Ardana means killer of demons. So Krishna does both the things. So Krishna, being the Supreme Lord, he can do both the things. He can protect the devotees and at the same time destroy the demons. Like he himself says in Bhagavad Gita in another place, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam. So that is what Krishna is going to do. He is going to protect his devotees and at the same time slay the demons. And so that is why he is addressed over here as Janardana. And we see that he is also referred to as Madhusudana. Gnatopi Madhusudana. And that is, Madhu means one who has killed the demon of Madhu. So Arjuna is also referring to Krishna and saying that, actually you are Janardana. So you are the killer of demons. So why don't you kill all these demons over here? Means all these Kauravas. Why are you making me implicated in that? By engaging me in this ghastly act, I will be incurring sins of killing my own kinsmen. Better you only kill them. But actually, if you see, Arjuna was not aware. Later on, he will see that Krishna says, actually I have already killed them. And I am just going to use you as an instrument to kill their bodies. But I have already decided to kill them. So, this is what, and also another word, the similar thoughts are are displayed even by Sita Devi. When you don't have loved ones, then you cannot actually relish anything good. If suppose somebody, like Prabhupada is explaining in the purport, he says, if somebody does not have a desire to eat food, nice food, then he does not want to cook also. Suppose at home, somebody in some relative has passed away, very near and dear one. So then, the close relatives, they don't have any desire to eat. So, and also, that is the reason why, means they don't have a desire to cook. So sometimes, but just to protect or to just to ensure that they are taken care of, so many of the relatives, they make some food or something, simple food, and bring it to their home and give. You know? So, Sita Devi, when Hanumanji had come, so she was also saying that when Ramana was saying, actually I will make all facilities available for you. So she said, when my beloved Ramchandra is not there, then all this palace and all these facilities, they have no meaning for me. Because my Lord is not there with me. And similarly, Ramchandra also, when this entire the war between Ram and Ravan got over, Ravana was killed. At that time, Vibhishan was enthroned in the in Lanka. At that time, Vibhishan requested Lord Ramchandra that, why don't you stay here for some time? And we would like to, you must be so much tired after such a long, so many years in forest and all. Why don't you take some rest over here along with Sita Devi over here? So then Ramchandra said, no. I am experiencing so much of separation from my dear brother Bharata that all these facilities, they have no, I have no taste for them. I cannot get any happiness from them. I am so much aggrieved by the separation from Bharat, my young brother. So that is the emotion which Arjuna is also presenting over here. And we can see that at one time, similarly in Ramayana, there was another episode when Sugriva had gone, before the war actually began. Sugriva at first time when he saw Ravana, so he jumped because he was an incarnation of Indra. He had many good powers. He had gone and tried to attack Ravana and come back. He pulled on all his helmets of all the 10 heads. But Lord Ramchandra, after he came back, he expressed his dissatisfaction. He said, "You took such a big risk. If anything had happened to you, how will I be answerable? Because you are part of my army. So any reckless step taken by you, even if I had won back Sita Devi, I would have lost a good friend like you. So you should not behave irresponsibly like this." So Lord Ramchandra also, although he is Lord, he is expressing that all whatever he is doing is for the pleasure of his devotees, for the pleasure of his devotees. And we also in our own life, we can experience like that whatever we can enjoy individually or personally is very limited. But when we share with others, when we share with our friends, we share with our relatives, then the happiness or the enjoyment which we get is much, much more. You know, when we share whatever we have with others. So in sharing is actually caring and we get more happiness. So here we see that Krishna also Arjuna is addressing Krishna by various names, and having a name also is an opulence, you know, to have a good name. And by different names which someone has, by the way you address them, you can express the attitude, it displays the attitude what you are having. Sometimes when you address somebody with love, it reveals intimacy. And other times, if it is a formal, somebody calls out sir so and so like that, so then we understand there is a formal relationship. But when there are friends, at other times they may call each other by nicknames. So here also in this entire Bhagavad Gita, Krishna and Arjuna are addressing each other by different names, and that actually signifies a lot of things. Like Govinda, the name which we often hear. So what does Govinda mean? Like we saw Keshav. So Govinda, go refers to, go means cow. Yes, cow. As well as go also means senses. Our indriya, you know, senses. So Govinda means one who gives pleasure to cows, or one who gives pleasure to the senses. So we can see that by serving Lord Krishna, we can actually get the supreme pleasure or supreme bliss. So we can see that just by looking at the very beautiful form of the Lord, we can experience so much of happiness amongst ourselves. We have heard from so many people when they come to temple, they say, the vibration over here is so nice. You know, just by the presence of so many of you people, that is a proof of that. Just some time back, so many people, today this is the Purushottam month. And in this month, it is exclusive only for the devotion of the Supreme Lord. In this entire month, there is no Karmakanda date or any other for any ritualistic activities. This entire month, the Supreme Lord has given for the full, He has given the potency to this month, same like is of the Supreme Lord Himself. That is why it is called, earlier it was known as Adhik Mas or Mal Mas. But after the Lord gave His mercy, it became to be known as Purushottam Mas. So by seeing the beautiful form of Purushottam, we can actually enjoy or experience the bliss or beauty of the Lord. And when we actually develop that taste of having the darshan of the Lord, we can actually relish it. Similarly, even by our tongue, we can have nice prasad, and also sometimes we may, if on a mundane level, if we try to speak good about our own self, we can try to brag, but then that will not give us so much of pleasure. But when we actually glorify the Lord, when we speak His glories, when we chant His names, actually we can experience that sweetness in our own life. And we can see that by singing the glories of the Supreme Lord, by the chanting His holy names, we can experience the beauty and the love of the Supreme Lord. There is a very nice Vaishnava bhajan which says, acharyas have written, Jivve sadaiva bhajasundarani namani krishnasya manoharani samasta bhaktarthai vinashanani govinda damodhara madhaveti. So he says, I am praying to you, jivve sada bhajasundarani. With our tongue, jivva, what we should do? We should bhaja or chant the names of the Lord. Bhaja Sundarani. So he's saying the Lord's name is beautiful or Sundar. Normally when we say beauty, so we associate it with what? With physical beauty, with the eyes. When you see something beautiful. But here he's saying by chanting the names of the Lord, then you can experience beauty. So why? Because the name of the Lord is not something material. With tongue you may say that, okay, I can taste prasad or food. Or if something, or when you eat some nice food, then you may say that, oh, it's very delicious. You will not say it is very beautiful. Agar pizza ko aapne dekha, to aap bolenge, achha, dikhne mein sundar. Lekin khane ke baad mein aap kya bolenge? Ye bahut sundar taste hai, bolenge kya? आप बोलेंगे बहुत डिलीशियस है ना, मजेदार है, जायकेदार. सो बट विद द सुप्रीम, द नेम ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज दैट इट इज वेरी ट्रांसेंडेंटल. एंड बाय चैंटिंग द होली नेम्स ऑफ कृष्णा, हिज प्रेजेंस कैन एक्चुअली परमिएट नॉट ओनली इन अवर टंग बट ऑल्सो इन ऑल अवर, इट परमिएट्स एंड कॉन्कर्स ऑल अवर सेंसेस. एंड द फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज ऑल्सो रिवील्ड, हिज रूप, which is so attractive, and that is why he is called Krishna, the all attractive. And namani krishnasya manoharani. So the names of the Lord is manohar. It can encapsulate our mind. And further he says samasta bhaktartha vinashanani. So all the miseries of a person, they all go away by just chanting the names of the Lord. And just like if you, somebody takes a lot of trouble and effort to say watch a cricket match, and in the end whoever your favorite team is, they actually win. So then all the effort of going from here to there, sitting, standing in the line, getting the ticket, and everything, is all the trouble that you have taken is paid off. Why? Because your team won. So similarly, by experiencing, when we actually chant the names of the Lord with our sincere heart and we actually experience the bliss, then all the effort which we have gone through, that is all the misery is removed. And samasta bhaktartha vinashanani and govinda damodhara madhaveti. So here we can see Arjuna is telling Krishna that just by chanting your names, we can actually develop all the bliss and all the miseries of our life can actually be removed. And so, although sometimes Krishna, he actually gives his mercy by ridding the bodies of sinful souls, sinful people. And they, or even if not killing the sinful person, by killing the sinful mentality which is there in our hearts, you know, all the various anarthas which are there, and all the that can also be removed just by chanting, and by doing so we can actually make our this conditioned life, or all the troubles which are, we are going through in this material world, we can overcome those miseries, and at the same time we can also go back to the spiritual world at the end of our lifetime. So thank you all very much for your patient hearing. So now we will all engage in chanting of the holy names, and I would request that all of you with your full heart, you can engage in this process and take benefit, especially in this month, Purushottam month. So there is a small announcement also. Like many people are interested to find out what is our roots, Vedic scriptures, and what is the source of our religion. So there is a Discover Your Roots. There is a program, A Peep Into Our Glorious Sanatan Dharma. So if any of you are interested to know more about our own Sanatan Dharma, so there is a course which is being conducted by His Grace Mukund Mala Prabhu. And the dates of the course are from August 12th, 6 to 8 p.m. and August 13th, 3 to 8 p.m. And also there will be an advanced course. And the eligibility for this is, above, one has to be above 15 years. For more details, you can contact Agastya Rishi Prabhu. He is standing over there with this banner. So you can meet him and register if you would like to know more or discover more about your roots. So if anybody has any questions, you can ask, or we will start, we will have kirtan.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Your pravachan was very enlightening, and also, you know, a lot of, you know, mistful thinking has been cleared. Thank you very much. Let us give Prabhuji a big hand of thank you. I have three clarifications. In fact, it's not questions. In your discourse, you mentioned about the very important the thing, the supreme welfare. It is, you know, because, you know, it's very difficult to understand what exactly the supreme welfare for common man. So, but you know, Lord Krishna has explained to Arjuna in a detailed this thing, but if you can elaborate a little bit more. That's number one. Number two is that Arjuna's, you know, conflicting thoughts, which put himself into a difficult situation. But Lord has said to everybody that karma kiye ja palka chinta mat kar, you do your work. So that is a very, very, you know, important message which. The third one is, ignorance is bliss. Because, we have ignorance. That's how, we are happy. So if you could throw a little more light on that, that will be it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So as you very rightly said, that to know more about, from we are ignorant, and to more know, to know more about these things, if we attend Vedic classes on Vedic scriptures, just like this announcement was there about Discover Your Roots. So, because most of our education in today's day and age is all based only on material education. So, but as we can see, the root, unless and until you water the root, you know more about who you are, who am I, and where have I come from, what is the purpose of my existence. So then only we will be actually able to water the root of the tree. And for that, to get understand, have a spiritual understanding is very important. And so that can actually remove all the ignorance of we as conditioned souls. So by attending these spiritual classes, especially by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we've got so many Vedic scriptures and easily translated Sanskrit verses and all these Vedic scriptures, which are very difficult otherwise to understand, that has been presented in a very lucid and very understandable form in English and many other, all other languages. So if we attend these lectures and courses, surely we can overcome the ignorance. And the other question which you mentioned as about the delusion which Arjuna was. And so that's what he is expressing, the various delusions over here. The first reason was compassion for his relatives. Now today he is experiencing that, okay, this kingdom is not going to give me any benefit. Many a times we put in so much of effort to get something, and after getting it, immediately we realize, oh, somewhere our happiness has slipped away. We got something material, but the bliss or the happiness I am not experiencing. So this is reasons are will be answered by Lord Krishna in his future chapters and future verses. And so I am sure, because we don't have much time, so then, but I would request that if you keep attending, surely these questions will be answered in the future classes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you. Thank you.